Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Pickering fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Berry and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Pickering moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pickering scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Miller reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Connolly moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Connolly scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Burnett moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. Burnett scores. Cobb moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden fires over to first and Sweeney drops the ball. That's an error on Sweeney. Cobb scores. Vosmick moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Connolly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry scoops up the ball and tags Connolly for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett is walked intentionally. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pickering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sweeney is called out on strikes. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Bob Seeds pinch runs for Bibb Falk. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Myatt moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.